It's Wednesday, the 23rd of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Municipal Council of Windhoek has implemented a 5% tariff increase on essential services, including water rates and taxes, sewerage and waste management, effective the 1st of October 2024. Here's City of Windhoek spokesperson Silika Polo with more.
The tariffs for services such as water rates and taxes, sewage and waste management have been raised by 5%. This increase is primarily aimed at addressing rising operational costs, upgrading infrastructure, and ensuring the sustainability of essential services. Our goal is to provide excellent service to our residents while maintaining a reliable and efficient municipal system.
The Development Bank of Namibia and the One Economy Foundation have signed a partnership to promote sustainable economic growth, youth empowerment, and community development. The collaboration focuses on mentorship, capacity building, and enterprise development, with special attention on supporting youth, women, and rural entrepreneurs, Development Bank of Namibia CEO John Stadler.
As a partnership agreement, and we hope that through this partnership agreement, the DBN can extend its reach to clients, in particular to women entrepreneurs. We hope that we can collaborate through also providing training, mentoring and coaching to potential clients, and just to have a better reach.
South Africa's Department of International Relations and Cooperation has denied claims that the government has been pressured by China to order the relocation of Taiwan's office from Pretoria to Johannesburg. DIRCO's spokesperson Crispin Piri speaking to Newsroom Africa.
The true nature of our relations with Taiwan are trade in nature, and we value these relations. But what that means is that you cannot have a liaison office in the capital city. That is the preserve of political and diplomatic relations. And that's the convention all over the world. South Africa is not alone in this.
A new report published by a medical charity known as Physicians for Human Rights says the armed conflict in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has led to a massive increase in cases of sexual violence against women and girls.
Researchers of the medical charity Physicians for Human Rights say women and girls living in conflict-affected areas in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo are facing sexual violence due to increasing insecurity and insufficient food. At least 113,000 cases of sexual violence were reported by the UN last year, but the medical charity says the number more than doubled in the first half of this year. Officials say the figures are likely an underestimate due to the stigma associated with reporting sexual offenses. Some of the rape victims were children as young as three. The perpetrators include Congolese soldiers, rebel groups associated with neighboring countries, UN peacekeepers, and community members. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And former U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission accusing the United Kingdom Labour Party of election interference. His election campaign alleges that in recent weeks, Labour recruited and sent party members to campaign for his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, in a bid to influence the November 5 election. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says party officials volunteering for Harris are doing it in their spare time rather than in their capacity working for the Labour Party. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.